This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You hold in your hands, or more accurately, you have in your pocket or your purse, a valuable example of the latest and greatest technology. And people being people, they want to steal it. We are, of course, talking smartphones here, and theft is a very real problem. One possible solution is what's called a kill switch, a way to disable the thing if and or when it gets taken. Something like that would, proponents say, reduce the number of phones that are stolen and in the process save us smartphone users a whole lot of money. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has that story.
Thieves want your smartphone. Really, really want it. Consumer Reports estimates 1.6 million smartphones were stolen in 2012. Rob DeVideo is a criminal justice professor at Drexel University.
In some cities, a majority of the reported thefts are for smartphones and other mobile computing devices.
He thinks a kill switch that would allow you to disable your phone could make a lot of sense. A bricked-up phone isn't worth much to a bad guy. But the ability to kill a phone could be worth a whole lot to me and you. William Duckworth is a statistician at Creighton University.
People who formerly had their phone stolen, they won't have that happen anymore, and so they won't have to go out and buy a new phone.
And he says if there's a lot less theft, we wouldn't have to pay as much to insure our phones. Altogether, says Duckworth, a kill switch could save customers
$2.6 billion savings annually.
That's a lot of money, and it doesn't include the time police spend. Here's DeVideo again.
When you look at the rate of thefts of smartphones in major metropolitan areas in the United States, it's just taxing law enforcement resources.
He thinks it's just a matter of time before all phones come with kill switches. Apple's newest operating system allows users to shut down phones remotely. And according to Duckworth's research, it's something 99% of us smartphone users want. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.